Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil, within our capabilities, the thing we search to no avail.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and happy 4th of July. Thank you for joining us. We're live and in person on the 4th of July. We never run reruns or best ofs on the holidays. We're always here. This is our 8th consecutive 4th of July to do the show live, and we love doing this because we get to talk to really cool people like our first guest today. June Reed is with us, and June is reporting to us from Baghdad, Iraq. She's a senior consultant with the U.S. Embassy of the Office of Private Sector Development in the Iraqi Reconstruction Management Office in Baghdad. And she joins us now, as she has in the past a number of times, to give us a perspective on how things are going over there. June Reed, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
June, it's great to have you back. And I want to remind the folks that that you were a former investment banker. I guess you still are, but you just taken a sabbatical. You finished your first year of in this assignment, helping the Iraqi people develop their economy and get their country going over there. And you recently, the last visit that you, when you were with us about a month or so ago, you had just renewed for another year, extended for a second year, which you're into right now, helping those people. And I want you to know, June, that to millions and millions of Americans, and I know millions of Iraqis, you're one of our heroes.
Well, thank you so much. Everyone here contributes a great deal to this effort, including the Iraqis. They are the most important.
June, this is the 4th of July in America. I know you know that. You guys are celebrating, I'm sure, much as you can over there, the 4th of July. From your perspective on the ground in Iraq, with that young nation over there, what parallels can you draw between what's happening over there right now and what you know about America?
Well, the first thing, and probably the most important thing, is that freedom is never free. It never is. It wasn't for us when we started in 1776, and it's not for the Iraqis. But it is worth having. The price is worth paying. And it is most important, and the Iraqi people are in many ways just meeting all the challenges. They are suffering. We all know certain things happen in the news. We can read about them. But the good news is there is a lot of good news. There's a great deal of good news that, unfortunately, probably many people don't know about. And that's one of the things that just happens because of the way the world works in terms of many communications. But Iraq is working on their constitution. In fact, they report that it's about 80% completed. And, of course, it took us about 13 years to get a constitution. And hopefully they will have theirs, if they pass it on time, in less than 3, which is pretty darn amazing. They will then have a newly elected government, which, of course, is just like our government, with full participation and personal rights. And that's very, very exciting. But there are also many other things that people probably don't know about. And those are, we have many, besides the reconstruction programs that people probably know that we're doing in terms of electricity and water, but we're building bridges, putting in new roads, developing schools, and that means not just painting schools, but providing school books, training for all levels of individuals, from the very elderly, special programs for women, programs for women who are pregnant with prenatal care. We have brand new hospitals. We have medical supplies provided. We have loan programs that give people an opportunity to start their own businesses.
That's one of the things. That's one of the main things that you're involved in, isn't it, June?
Yes, I have 3 loan programs here that manage through this office.
You have told us a number of times before how many, the level of loans and the number of businesses that you've made these loans to. Would you remind us of those numbers, please?
Sure. Right now, just one of the programs has over 13,000 loans we have made. Those are
what kind of businesses are these that you would loan this money to?
These are all kinds. These particular businesses are for individuals who are either starting a small business or who have a small business and want to grow it larger. That includes loans to agriculture, for farmers, for seed, for renting equipment, for taking their goods to market, for people starting cell phone businesses, computer cafes, every kind of business at all, sewing businesses, Xeroxing businesses, you name it.
Are these people primarily in Baghdad, or are they all over the country?
These are all over the country. We have 9 loan offices located across the country, from the very south in Basra to the very north in Kirkuk and Erbil and Sulaymaniyah, which are in the Kurdish areas. And, of course, we have several offices here in Baghdad. So we service not only the rural community, but also the densely populated urban areas, too.
Well, one of the things, June, if you, as you probably know, public support for the war, and if you believe the polls, public support for what's happening in Iraq, for our involvement in Iraq, you being over there and our soldiers and other military personnel being over there right now, public support seems to be waning based on the polls. I don't think the polls are representative of all of America, but the polls show
absolutely
that.
Absolutely not.
The polls do show that, and I'd like to know if the American people could see a balanced perspective of what's happening, the violence, the car bombings, the deaths that are happening, all the terrorism that's happening over there, if they could see that balanced with what you're talking about, with what you do, what do you think their attitude would be about what's happening over there?
Well, anybody who has any skeptical point of view, who would have possibly voted that they were dissatisfied with the particular policies about being in Iraq, would change their minds. They would see not only the programs that are taking place right now and the efforts that are being made, but the progress that is being made, and that the Iraqi people are standing up their particular businesses themselves and their efforts, their schools, their universities, all of those things, they are involved, very involved in this. It is not that we are doing this
right
for them. We are doing this with them and helping and support them, but they are standing up on their own. I think they changed their mind. And one interesting poll is that if you take a poll of the military personnel that have been and are here now, that is very much different from that national poll.
Absolutely, June. Well said. And stand by, folks. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with one of our heroes, June Reed, ladies and gentlemen. She is one of the brave people, one of the courageous people, one of the dedicated people who are helping the Iraqis form their own independence. Stay with us. See
the
dog. The
faster we run,
we're back. It's 23 after the hour. I want to get started back again because I don't want to lose any time. June Reed is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is senior consultant at the U.S. Embassy for Office of Private Sector Development in the Iraqi Reconstruction Management Office in Baghdad, Iraq. That's where she is right now. She's been all over this country. She's now all over the country of Iraq, helping these people, the Iraqis, to get their country and their economy going again. That's her primary focus, is to help them with their businesses, to help them get the capital they need and the inspiration that they need. She's in her second year of volunteering to help them. And June, again, I want to thank you for what you're doing. And on behalf of my audience and Americans, everybody who loves freedom, what you're doing is very important, and we're so proud of you. June, one of the things I want to do, I want to read a quote to you. There was a Romanian reporter was asked, why would Americans pull together the way they did after 9/11? We're so diverse. We're such a melting pot of people, all these different influence, interests in America. A lot of people think that, you know, that we're all we care about is capitalism, and you know, why would we pull together as we did after 9/11? And here's what he said. This guy's name, he's a Romanian journalist. His name is Nistorescu, and he said that he could only reach one conclusion. He said only freedom can work such a miracle. And when I think about what's happening in Iraq right now and what you're doing and the successes that you're having, notwithstanding the poor reporting that we're getting in the mainstream media, all I can say is only freedom would work, could work such a miracle. What do you think?
Well, absolutely, and I think John Hancock in our Declaration of Independence probably put it as succinctly as anybody else, that we hold these truths to be self-evident, you know, that all men are created equal, and that we should have an opportunity for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that is the foundation of freedom, and that is what people all over the world want, let alone all of the diverse individuals in the United States want.
Absolutely.
They stand that.
Right. June, the insurgents are the newsmakers over here. They're car bombs, the suicide attacks, all those things that are killing mostly Iraqis. There are coalition and American casualties, but mostly Iraqis are being killed. From your perspective, what do you see, if you listen to the news media, you get the idea that those people might actually be winning. They might actually be turning the tide in favor of themselves. What are your on the ground over there, one of the people who could actually be blown up by one of these people, what do you think?
Well, I have two fundamental thoughts about that. One is that they shouldn't be called insurgents. They are terrorists. This is not a standing army based on individuals in Iraq, multitude of individuals who have a common cause, who want to extricate the United States from this country or the multinational forces. These are individual terrorists with a perspective of harm for anyone who stands for freedom. That's the first thing. So it's not a united group in the sense of Iraqis fighting against some other group who happens to be here. Second of all, we have been receiving many, 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 many phone calls regarding insurgent, i.e. terrorist activity in Iraq, and the quality of the information that is provided us by Iraqis themselves is very high quality. We have stemmed many attacks. And this tells me that the Iraqi people understand very clearly that they themselves are paying a terrible price for these mostly foreigners in their own country who want to ruin this particular perspective of freedom for them. It is very, very inappropriate for the world media to paint this as people wanting us out and the Iraqi people not wanting to have freedom. That is farther from the truth as anything can be.
Do you feel, June, that the United States and other countries taking a stand in Iraq to give Iraqi freedom, do you think that this is diverted? Do you get the idea that this has diverted the terrorists, the Islamic terrorists, the fundamentalists that are against anything that's Western? Do you feel that this activity has diverted their attention to Iraq and away from other targets?
Yes, I do. I think that it has focused them on Iraq because they do not want it to be successful. If you look at what has been happening in Iran in themselves in terms of their elections, and look what happened in Syria and
Libya.
All of those yes. Because they decided that they wanted to have their own determination and remove the Syrian occupation. That is spreading around the Middle East, and it is creating strength for individuals to demand their personal rights and to have freedom for themselves. If Iraq were to be successful, which we all believe it will be, then it will stand as a true test in the region of individuals succeeding over terrible ideology that would like to keep people enslaved.
Only
and
freedom
that
can,
is what they don't want.
Only freedom can create such a miracle. June Reed, will you come back another day?
Absolutely, anytime you like.
Thank you so much for all that you're doing over there for everybody in the world, not just for the Iraqis. We're so proud of you. We're proud to know you, and we're looking forward to talking to you again. Happy 4th of July, June.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you so much.
And Godspeed.
Happy 4th to everyone.
Quick break, right back with Robert Dillenschneider. Stay with us, 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.